Welcome, welcome, welcome to Peace of Mind, Mount Abu Meditation Experience. I would like, before we begin, to check translation. Can everyone understand me? Give me a thumbs up if you can hear me in your language. Okay. So, good. Okay. My name is Sister Judy. I'm from Canada, and I will introduce our guests for this evening and welcome you. We have some welcome, wonderful welcome messages from each of these three guests for this evening. Just so that you know, if you haven't counted the list of countries, there are 47 countries represented here in this room, 150 plus guests, and I think about 50 or 60 guides or companions who are regular BK students. So it is very special. Something has brought all of us here from all these different lands to this place. So there's something very special about this place that we have all traveled across the globe to get here. And I'm sure many of you have had adventures on your way already in India to get to this place. Have you? Yes, I see. So we have a very special week planned for you. And I would like to begin by introducing Brother Michael, who is one of the original founders, the seed the seed of this beautiful tree of peace of mind, which is in its 21st year. And now you know they're twins, okay? One is Brother Michael, one is Brother Joe. And it will be a quick quiz at the end of the week to see if you can tell the difference. Okay? So pay attention.
Om Shanti, and welcome to the 21st Peace of Mind Mount Abu Meditation Retreat. This is all about providing a platform. A translation announcement. Farsi has been connected to frequency 92. Okay? So you'll have a week here, which will go very quickly, and the whole idea of this peace of mind experience is to deepen and broaden your own experience of meditation. 21 years ago, when a small group of us from Sydney created a program that we could bring our friends to, bring our special connections, people that are spiritually inclined and would like to spend a week in a holy place like this and enjoy music, enjoy meditation, and enjoy each other. So I'd like to first, Judy touched on it, but I'd just like to talk about India. Who's in India for the first time? Okay, quite a few. It's a bit different here. And one of the things that during your week here we'll be sharing, we have some of the best teachers, senior sisters in the Brahma Kumaris, and they will be sharing some of the core beliefs of the Brahma Kumaris, and you may well be challenged. We hope you will be anyway. And on top of that, you will see very large pictures of Brahma Baba, the founder of this organization, and Daddy Prakash Mani. She was actually the Queen Mother of Peace of Mind. She gave the approval when the BKs didn't do these sorts of programs. So you'll see lots of these pictures, and it really shares how we feel about the founders. We didn't know Brahma Baba, but we certainly knew Daddy Prakash Maniji and many of the others. And you'll see just at the back of the hall here, photos of some of the founders and the early generation. And that's why we have their pictures up. It's not a devotional thing or anything like that. But I just thought I'd raise that because it, you know, it's part of the culture of the Brahma Kumaris. And equally important is the process of meditation. In the mornings, you've all got your programs. This is the don't leave home without one, or don't leave your room without one. So, one of the other things that you'll see on the program, and you'll hear people refer to as brother and sister, and we will talk to you like that, because I have enough grey hair to remember the Woodstock Summer of Love culture that came out of the music culture of the late 60s, and I was reminded of that this is a love crowd, right? Do you feel that this is a love crowd? So we're family, brothers and sisters. That's what it means. Spiritually, we're all connected to each other. And so this is why we call complete strangers brothers and sisters. You'll hear this word Om Shanti. And Om, they're Sanskrit words, words of the Latin language of this country, the origins. And Om is I am a soul, and Shanti is peace. Now some of these concepts might be, you may know these already, or some of them are totally foreign to you. But if I could ask you one question before I hand over to Didi Nirmala, and I can guarantee you will know the answer. The eyes are the windows to what? Very good, you've already done the first lesson. That's how easy it is. So I'm just making a list of all the things that I wanted to mention. Could I have a list? So over the years, many, many thousands of people have come to peace of mind. They've come as strangers in many cases, and left not as guests but as family. And that's the reason that we do this. All the people you see here are volunteers, whether they're behind the scenes, whether they're in the kitchen, whether they're your accommodation or the sound and translation. You don't always see it, but peace of mind is a partnership that works surprisingly well. We have East and West working together. And we have some beautiful music, lots of art, and I'll conclude on that. So it's welcome, 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 and we look forward to spending time with you and to be with you on your journey of the next 7 days. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Michael. Next, I will introduce Didi Nirmala. Didi is a word we use for older sister, respected sister. And Didi Nirmala is responsible for this campus where you will be living for the next 7 days. So all that happens here happens on her watch. And Didi came to this meditation practice as a young woman, a practicing physician, a doctor, and has originally in Bombay, and then was given responsibility because of her clean intellect and her stable presence, was given responsibility for all of the Brahma Kumari service in Australasia. So Australia, New Zealand, and all of Asia outside of India. And she still holds that sort of portfolio, as well as managing this fairly large complex. So she's quite amazing, and somehow she does that mostly sitting down and being very calm, cool, and collected. So Didi Nirmala will welcome you here to this physical campus.
Om Shanti. Greeting of peace. Dear spiritual brothers and sisters, welcome to Gyan Sarovar campus, or as you might have read outside, Academy for the Better World. In this academy or world university, we come here to study, and we study spiritual knowledge about who am I, where to meditate, why to meditate, and what sort of actions we should be doing, what are good actions, what are sinful actions, and different religions of the world, their origin and their difference and similarity. So knowledge is there, meditation is there. These are the two main subjects. And by studying this meditation and spiritual knowledge, what I have found is people are able to not only be relaxed, but powerful. Because spirituality gives us, or yoga gives us power. Knowledge gives us clear understanding, what, why, how, etc. Especially, we get disturbed with situations. We lose our peace because we get upset. And that we think it's a common thing or natural thing. Something going wrong, I became peaceless. But if I imbibe the power of peace through meditation and change my attitude towards situation and people, I can remain peaceful. The second main cause of peacelessness is worry, stress, tension, etc. And in the world, as we see, day by day, there are problems increasing, financial problem, relationship problem, natural calamities, civil wars, etc. So the problems are increasing. And what we study here, how to cope with those situations and not be disturbed by that. In this world, nobody is without problem, and especially those who are on a higher post, they have to face more problems. To remain stable and peaceful in those situations, we find it's easy through meditation. And whatever seems difficult or impossible, I've seen, with meditation and this spiritual knowledge becomes possible and easy. Now in this 7 days, you will be not only studying knowledge and meditation or yoga, but at the same time, you will have relaxing time in the daytime, one day shopping, one day Peace Park, one day this Dilwala hospital, and even solar project that we have. So all sorts of things you will be visiting. And especially morning and evening, there are meditation sessions, as you might have seen in your timetable. Has everybody got the timetable for this 7 days? Is anybody who hasn't received, will you raise your hand? So everybody has received the timetable, and also some of the direction, what to do, what not to do here. Take time to read them. So you will find that it's not just study, but entertainment also. I'm sure by the end of 7 days, you will be quite relaxed, entertained, and feel, at least learn how to be more powerful. So enjoy your stay, and if you need anything different, please don't hesitate to ask your companion, because most of you have your companion. So ask your companion, or ask Sister Pratibha. Pratibha, will you stand up? As you might have seen her first in the accommodation, so you can ask her if you are in Harmony House. If you are in Vishnupuri, the caretaker is there and he can also help. So, because this is a remote place, the internet, especially Wi-Fi, I found is not bit working, or telephones are also not so all the time active. So please excuse us, because it's quite a distant place. At least we have got some facilities, and you should enjoy here as well as keep yourself relaxed and have the aim to participate in all sessions and take maximum benefit from your stay here. Om Shanti.
Thank you, Didi. Next, I'd like to introduce to you Dr. Pratap, who is the medical superintendent of the Global Hospital. You will visit this Global Hospital, which is a bit of a miracle, offering medical services to quite a wide area, including the BK students. And Dr. Pratap has got a special love for this place. I was going to explain to you a little bit about why this place is so special.
Thank you, Sister Judy, and Om Shanti. Dear brothers and sisters, most welcome to Rajasthan, Mount Abu. The mountains always have been kind of a place for meditation, for silence and retreat, not only in India but outside also, because people have placed their gods in mountains. And this is a small place, and the Brahma Kumaris, as Brother Michael was saying, started as a family long way back in 1936. And the basic goal when the movement started was just self-transformation, changing your own self And that was how the movement started. And then gradually it grew into a movement which has now spread across the world. Mount Abu, when I came here for the first time, about 47 years ago, we didn't have mountains like this. This was all dusty, but it was more green, more rains. This was place to many waterfalls and rivers, but now it's become more modern. Although it's still ancient, you would still find those old temples, like when it was mentioned about Dilwara, is one of those temples which is rare, but it is exquisite. It's 14th century. They were built between 11th to 14th century. And then there are, you know, this place used to be the summer kind of a resort for the Rajputana kings, and gradually it was discovered by the British. You would still find the legacy here. The Bailey's Walk is there, Trevor Tank is there, Todd Rock is there. These are all names which have been left behind the British. But the mountains still hold, because this place, someone said it is famous for sunset, but now it is known as the sunrise for the spirituality all over the world. The Brahma Kumaris, primarily as Didi was sharing, that this is a university, but it is a family. It's also a place where people find their own identity. Because what we believe, what we practice, there has been a gap always. But at the Brahma Kumaris, we feel what we understand, that we should experience. So the experience becomes our wealth, it becomes our treasure. And this is how we are able to integrate spirituality into our lives. And peace comes naturally then. At the university we have four subjects. One is knowledge, what Didi said, understanding. Understanding our own self, understanding our connection with this universe, understanding our connection with the Supreme Father. Why we are here? That is the knowledge. Understanding the intrigues of karma. How does our thoughts come to? You know, this is the science of self-mastery. We know we are the creators of our own destiny. That's how the God revealed to us. That we were once upon a time, we were masters of our own self. The suffering didn't come to us. It was pleasure and happiness. But then that world was full of values. And then we have meditation, are the science of empowerment. The meditation means we do understand that there's something within us lying hidden. We need to realize that potential. And the third subject is the values which are most essential, values such as peace, such as positivity, honesty, compassion. These are all human values, but now in today's world, they have been put on a high pedestal, as if these are not natural to us, but these values are natural to us. This is what I have learned at the Brahma Kumaris, that something being compassionate is not divine. Compassionate is human. Being loveful is something which comes naturally to us. So all these values are natural to us. And finally is the placing this spirituality or this knowledge or these values into our practical life, which we call the subject of service. Placing the self before service. Service has always hold many, many things to many people. Some people feel doing charity or giving money. But at the Brahma Kumaris we believe that it is empowering people to realize their own potential, their own values. So that is what this peace of mind retreat is. Over the years, the message has gone across to many people that we need to understand that I am the master. This situation, are the environment, are the relations, all this depend upon me. So mountains are good for tapasya, what we call the meditation. So here you are welcome to have retreat for your own self, have some time for your own self, for caring about self, which is so vital these days. We are all very busy in our profession, in our work, looking after families, looking after others, but this is the time to care about your own self. And when we look after our own self, that's how we can give more to the world. And at the Brahma Kumaris, we believe this all is possible. As Michael was sharing these glorious people, the pictures are there. These are our role model. These were inspiration. They were also ordinary human beings like us. They were the one who were in the family. But then they rose to the call of the Supreme. And they were able to revive their old memories and old glory of the ancient India. So welcome to India, welcome to Rajasthan, and welcome to Mount Abu. This is the place where you'll get the inspiration to identify your own strength, your own values, and your own happiness and peace would come naturally to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Pratap. So, there's lots to be discovered here, and you will discover a lot about India, a lot about Rajasthan, a lot about the Brahma Kumaris, but hopefully, mostly what you'll discover is a lot about yourself. And so you've made the effort to come all this way, taken time out of your schedule for a whole week to be here, and we will do our best to give you as much input and opportunity to discover and explore yourself well, fully, and with a lot of love and support. So it is my job to do some of the logistics. Dee Dee asked if you had this. We have made a choice on behalf of the trees not to copy more than is absolutely required of paperwork. So you each have one of these, and these will be posted around the campus in various places. So could we ask you please to keep your program with you near and dear to your heart all week? Okay, because it will tell you where to go and what to do. If you've had a look at the program, you'll see it's been quite carefully crafted for you so that every morning you begin with either meditation or exercise. And it changes. One day it's exercise first, then meditation. The other day it's meditation first, then exercise. How many of you here have a meditation practice already coming into this room? Maybe not the BKs, put up your hands, just the guests. Thank you. So lots of you do. So this will add to your practice. And of course, what we will offer you here is the Brahma Kumari way to meditate. And every meditation practice sits in a body of knowledge. So you will learn the knowledge of this approach to meditation. For those who have not got a meditation practice, this is a golden opportunity to kickstart a new practice. So every morning you will get instruction how to meditate. Okay, and each morning it will be a little more detailed or a little more focused on a different aspect. So every day, meditation or exercise. You will notice breakfast is up in the big dining hall. You will notice that every morning, you will have an input session. So some kind of knowledge presentation, which will give you the core knowledge of Raja Yoga. And we have chosen from amongst so many possible students / teachers in the Brahma Kumaris, we've chosen those who are just extra special and very clear. And I think you'll notice when you get presentations from them, you know, you have to be actually quite advanced in a practice to simplify it. So they will give you very simple, clear understanding of Rajyoga knowledge. Each day you will get someone different. So we want to expose you to as many yogis and senior students in this institution as we can. If you notice, we don't have one guru. We are all studying together, and each of us articulates the knowledge in a different way. So the more exposure you get to the more variety, the more one will maybe fit for you a little bit better. So then you will have a lunch, and in the afternoon there will be visits and fun. So cultural explorations, picnics, technological wonders, the solar site, a visit to the hospital one day, and near the end we will walk up to this very precious place that overlooks Pakistan in the far distant, and we will have a sunset meditation there, which is just pure magic. And then you'll have an afternoon at the end just to spend some time with yourself for reflection. So there'll be a lot of input this week and a lot of activity, but all very focused and purposeful to help you build a practice and to understand this particular knowledge. We encourage you to take what you like, what works for you, what's relevant for you, and leave the rest. Okay? But we'll do our best to give you the clear knowledge of the Rajyoga practice of the Brahma Kumaris. Okay? So how is that? Evening will be meditation, soft times, and we have a culture show. I'm going to announce this now on Friday, November 24th. So any of you who have particular talents or have brought special instruments with you who would like to present, it's like a family evening where we get to entertain each other. So make it known early, or if you have the desire to suddenly have a talent, you've got 5 days to develop that. Okay? And you will see Brother Joe, who is the other twin, about that. So that's your first challenge. Find Brother Joe. Okay? Which one is Brother Joe? So, how does that look? Does anyone have a chance to look at that? Okay, but you get the idea, right? Every day we'll have a rhythm to it, starting with physical and spiritual exercise, moving into some knowledge, and then some fun. And then a quiet evening, okay? In terms of logistics, we have some really basic things to ask you, if that's okay. One of the things I have to ask you is a show of hands about those who love hot, spicy chili food and those who do not. So could we see a show of hands, those who like chili? I hope somebody's counting. Frank, are you counting? Okay. All right, that's almost half, I would say. Come on, that's half, Dee Dee. Okay. We have to have half to get a spicy table. You sure that's not half? No, a third? Hands up, those who like chili. One third. So what does that mean? No chili table?
No, that's
me. Ah, yeah, good. We get a chili table. Thank you for putting your hands up. Okay. Okay, the other thing I need to ask is how many vegans? Okay, show of hands. Oh, more than that, Dee Dee. 10, 15? Yeah, she's good at numbers. Okay, so what does that mean?
They have to check.
You have to check. Tonight, you will get non-vegan toli. You will get vegan toli. So you'll get a sweet as you leave here tonight. Some of you will get a dairy sweet, and some will get a vegan sweet. So the whole, imagine India adjusting to this. It's quite remarkable. So they've gone the extra mile to produce vegan sweets and food for you. So that's very special. Oh, it's come from London, so India hasn't moved that much. Thank you, Dee Dee. Ever honest. It's come from London. Okay. All right. So a couple other things. Dee Dee is very concerned as your host and spiritual mother for the week, is very concerned that you all stay safe. So what safety means is that you stay within the confines of the campus when it's dark. Is that okay?
there are bears and roaming people. And sometimes leopards. Snakes? Do we have any snakes? Not many. That's good news. Okay. So, rainy season, so no snakes now. Okay, but if you don't mind, it would relieve, you know, the organizing team of a great deal of stress if especially those very independent-minded ones don't go wandering off into the hills. Okay, so please take a companion with you or a guide and inform all the appropriate people, probably Dee Dee, if you plan to do that. But no nighttime journeys off campus. Okay? Is that okay? Promise? Okay, thank you. Okay. We would like that you please go to your companion. How many here know, no, who doesn't know who your companion or guide is? Does anyone here not come with somebody from your local BK center? Could you put up your hands? Okay, we know. 1, 2, 3. So what will we do with you? Can we please give you companions and absorb you into groups? Come to Frank. Would you please see this Brother Frank over here at the... Is it the what? No, those who have not come with a regular BK student from their local center. I know, it's best to admit it now because we'll find you. At the end, if you could speak with Brother Frank, partly we just want to make sure that you get cared for properly. The rest of you, if you would go to your companion for any little thing that will help make you comfortable. Dee Dee has said go to Pratibha Ben, and that is if you see her standing there in your building. But please go to the BK guides who have come with you from your home country, because they'll speak your language and they know the ways of this land. So they'll know where to find you a Q-tip, for instance, or a better, comforter, or an extra blanket or something, okay? Really, we want you to be comfortable, and these people have traveled here to help you be comfortable and have a good experience. So please go to them first, okay? I have to check my list. I've been told to tell you many, many things. I'm supposed to mention to you about toilet tissue. How lovely is this on our first night? But if you could please put it in the bin and not in the tubes, because otherwise we will have floods all over the place, and we don't want that. So the way the plumbing here works is, if you don't mind, just to use the bin rather than putting toilet tissue. Do you feel part of the family now? Good. Okay. One other thing. Dee Dee asks, even though there's more water here now, if you can be conservative. So just be mindful of our environment in terms of not wasting water, so using our water well. Also electricity, so lights off behind you. Food, only allow our very generous servers. They will want to load your plate with food because they're mothers at heart. So if you can find a way to ever so politely say, half, little, okay, and only take what you know you can eat. And that way we don't waste food either. It's sort of karma, you know, just to take care. Anything else, Dee Dee? Okay, good. Okay. Okay. And other thing about keeping safe, I think as you've registered, there is a special room there for you to keep your passports or any extra money that you're traveling with that you don't need with you. If you would mind to do that, that's really helpful. And lock your rooms when you leave. So being safe means, you know, we're a very open and loving place. But don't leave things lying around. Don't leave valuables, cameras on beds, thousands of dollars of cash lying around in your room. Okay? So just be mindful of that, because we have people coming and going all the time in the environment. And laborers are here cleaning. Okay. Anything else from the stage? Health needs. Your companion will take you directly to the dispensary if you have tummy issues. Okay? So use the bottled water. You can have so many treatments here. You can have homeopathic, allopathic, but basically, watch your bodies, please. Brush your teeth with bottled water. Don't use the tap. And there's always little digestive grumbles when you're in new places, eating new food. But if it's a grumble that results in a big bang or an explosion, please see your companion and get yourself to the dispensary. Because if you catch it quick, you know, they've got all kinds of methods to catch it quick, and then you can enjoy the rest of your week. Okay, it sounds funny, but it happens every time. And we want to make sure you get to enjoy the whole week, okay? And not be on an IV. Thank you, Pratibha Ben. So many of you are sharing rooms. This is a university setting, so it's like a university residence. You know, we share rooms here. If you can make sure you leave your key on the hook so that your roommate isn't wandering around trying to get into their room. And also, if anybody in your room is sick, please inform somebody who can help them. Okay? Anything else? I have so many good brothers and sisters offering. Okay.
A number over the years, I've been a student of the BKs for 42 years, and over the years, particularly since the development of Peace of Mind, occasionally people get very brave and ask me or one of the other coordinators, are you trying to make me a BK? And the answer is absolutely not. I have enough challenge transforming myself without trying to transform others. But that's a common question over the week, that this is not about... It's a foundation of trust and of clear intention to share with you, to help you on your journey. And you'll find some real gems here. And I just thought I'd mention that because a few people have already asked me. So thank you.
How's that? Clear? Do you have, are you oriented for the week? I just wanted to give you a overview. Yes? Any questions? Well, actually, ask your companion if you have a question. Okay? And keep your program with you at all times, okay? We will let you know as the week progresses various things, if we get any changes. So we're about to go for dinner. I think they've made a special meal for you tonight. And before we go for dinner, and then the next we will see of you is tomorrow morning in the meditation hall, which is downstairs. Most of our programming happens here and downstairs in the meditation hall, and your companion will get you there. Okay? So, very, very warm welcome. It's a beautiful week, and I think you're going to enjoy yourself very much. And we will invite those who are helping with the Toli to come onto stage. It's a tradition we have. If you have been at your local BK center, you know that they love to give sweets and beautiful little, we call them blessing cards, but they're good wish cards or cards with special meaning on them. So we will invite the guests to come first. First we'll have 2 minutes meditation and then I will explain this. You'll just come up on stage one at a time. If you don't mind to leave your shoes at the bottom or in your chair, leave your shoes there. You'll come up on stage and we've got a special gift. Dee Dee has got a special gift for you tonight. It's a very warm shawl. So it's going to get colder each day now. We're entering the cold season, so it's a very warm shawl. We have two sizes, woman's size, which is small, men's size that's big. May I suggest you take men's size so you get extra warmth? We have lots of extra men's size ones if needed. So you'll come up here and you'll get a gift and you'll get a special little blessing and you'll get a sweet to take with you to dinner. So we'll have a little bit of meditation first, a couple minutes of meditation, or at least silence, quiet, opportunity to absorb what you've heard, and then we will offer you a gift, a dinner in the dining room, and an early evening. 7:30 for dinner and an early evening to rest up for tomorrow morning. Okay?